Lesson 6, the present tense verb in the state of nasab. The aim of this lesson is to highlight that certain words, when placed before a verb, alter its meaning. These are called particles. These particles will always change the meaning of a verb and often will affect the grammatical state of a verb. There are four particles which, when placed before the present tense verb, will cause it to enter the state of nasab. These are as follows: un, lun, ke, idhan. As highlighted in Table 6.1, the state of nasab is then reflected by either changing the final dhamma to a fatha or dropping the final noon. Note that the two stateless forms, yaf'alna and taf'alna, which happen to be the feminine plurals, remain stateless and do not undergo any change with the particle causing nasab. Table 6.2 of this lesson must be memorized as follows: lan yaf'ala, lan yaf'ala, lan yaf'alu, lan taf'ala, lan taf'ala, lan yaf'alna, lan taf'ala, lan taf'ala, lan taf'alu, lan taf'ali, lan taf'ala, lan taf'alna, lan af'ala, lan naf'ala, lan yuf'ala, lan yuf'ala, lan yuf'alu, lan tuf'ala, lan tuf'ala, lan yuf'alna, lan tuf'ala, lan tuf'ala, lan tuf'alu, lan tuf'ali, lan tuf'ala, lan tuf'alna, lan uf'ala, lan nuf'ala. Once you feel comfortable with the conjugations in Table 6.2 and can recite them with fluency, you may move to Lesson Number 7.